Does having similar genes mean sharing the same ancestor? Welcome to Critical Thinking Scan, where we look at how you can think about any faith-challenging message and arrive at a biblical, logical conclusion yourself. I'm Patricia Engler, and today let's think about one of the most common arguments for evolution, which says genetic similarities are evidence that different living things evolved from the same ancestor. Genes which are thought to look similar because they came from the same ancestor are called homologous. And my biology textbook said, organisms as dissimilar as humans and bacteria share genes inherited from a very distant common ancestor. Some of these homologous genes have acquired new functions, while others, such as those coding for the ribosomal subunits used in protein synthesis, have retained their original functions. There are many examples of such arguments, which you can explore through the resources linked to this video. For now, let's see how to think through any such argument using check number 6 of critical thinking, check the interpretations. First, what's the observational science in any genetic similarity argument? In theory, the facts we're observing in the present are the DNA sequences themselves. But like you can learn from the linked resources, researchers often use many assumptions to decide which sequences to compare, which similarities and differences to consider, and how to stitch DNA fragments together. These assumptions especially add up when you're trying to compare entire genomes, for instance of chimps and humans. You can learn much more about that through the linked articles. The point to remember for now is that when it comes to genetic similarities, what looks like observational science isn't always pure fact, but the product of multiple assumptions. With that in mind, let's think about the historical science and similarity arguments. What story is being constructed about the past? The story goes, different kinds of living things, like chimps and humans, once had a common ancestor who passed certain genes to all its descendants, which is why those descendants have similar looking genes now today. This is an interpretation, not an observational fact. As one pair of evolutionary researchers summarized, a conclusion that two or more genes or proteins are homologous is a conjecture, not an experimental fact. We would be able to know for a fact that genes are homologous only if we could directly explore their common ancestor and all intermediate forms. Moreover, homology arguments assume mechanisms like mutation and selection can and have changed some kinds of organisms into others, and that Earth is old enough to allow for this to happen. So, what's an alternative interpretation for genetic similarities? From a biblical perspective, we'd certainly expect to see organisms from the same created kind, like dogs, to share similar genes passed down from the pair of dogs on Noah's Ark, with genetic differences between today's dogs being due to the sorting or loss of the Ark pair's original genetic variation. But what about similarities between organisms from different kinds? Well, like we saw in episode 45, it makes sense for a good designer to apply the same good design in multiple cases to serve similar functions under similar constraints. So, as an article linked to this video by Dr. Jeffrey Tompkins points out, we can expect to see similar genes in different organisms with the same creator for the same reason we'd expect to see similar commands in computer programs developed by the same programmer. Another linked article by Dr. Gary Parker compares genes to the periodic table elements, suggesting that, like God made all the known substances in the universe from different combinations of about 100 chemical elements, he made all the known living things from different combinations of just a few thousand similar genes. In that case, we might expect to see similar genes sprinkled in different combinations across separate kinds of created things, the way we might see similar looking colored stones in separate mosaics by the same artist. The designer can apply similar building blocks to different products, and the products don't have to be related. As you can learn through the linked resources, this presents a much more straightforward explanation for the many cases where similar genes, like those for hemoglobin proteins, would otherwise have had to evolve separately multiple times. Ultimately, genetic similarities in different kinds of living things makes at least as much sense when explained by a common designer as a common ancestor. For more on how to think about any faith-challenging message, you can access my other CT scan videos packed with tactics, tips, and tools that helped me as a Christian student at Secular University. Thank you for watching.